So we're going to talk about the four-minute social rule, buying signals and objections, how to ask the proper right open-ended questions, things like that. So we're going to have Andrea be mom. You will be TC, and now you will be child. So now she's going to bury some objections in her head, and it's your job as TC to get those out of her. Same thing with the child as well.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and you must be Blake.
Yeah, nice to meet
you. Awesome. So what brings you guys in today?
Well, we went to the dentist, and he's concerned about a crossbite that Blake has. I'm not really sure what that is, but he said it was time to come.
So, Blake, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do for fun? Anything you play in school?
Yeah, so I like to play golf. I'm on the golf team at Liberty High School. Not quite good enough for the varsity team. I'm on the junior varsity team there, and that's about it.
So he says he plays sports. Then, you know, you could say, well, what have you, so you're here for braces, obviously. What have you guys heard about braces?
Okay, so you're here for braces, obviously. What have you heard about braces? How do you feel about them?
I talked to some of my friends that have them, and they said they hurt.
Gotcha. So that's what you're concerned about, is if they're going to hurt? And
Yeah, that's my biggest concern.
Gotcha. And Mom, what is your biggest concern as far as braces and everything goes?
Well, it has to cost a lot to come here, I'm sure. This place is really nice, so I'm sure it's going to cost me a pretty penny. I don't know that I can even afford that.
Gotcha.
So, you know, at that point you can say, you know, well, it sounds like you have some concerns about how it's going to feel, and so would that be something that you want to talk to Dr. Burrell about when he comes in today?
That's good. I've never said that before.
That's okay.
Yeah, but that's what this is. You're learning new things.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, so my biggest concern is just the pain associated with it, because some of my friends have braces, and they said it really hurts.
Gotcha. So that's probably something that you want to talk to Dr. Borrello about, and he can probably make you feel a little bit better about the situation.
Yeah, Dr. Borrello sounds like a really cool guy.
He sure is.
Terrific.
What's Mom supposed to say about that?
And then, Mom, it sounds like you're concerned about cost, too. So before you leave today, we'll go over everything as far as what your insurance covers and everything like that. We'll have Dr. Brello do a quick exam, and we'll let you know what we recommend.
Perfect.
I would say, kind of an open-ended, so she has to say yes at that point.
Okay.
So I like what you said.
Yeah.
But then I would say, you know, as long as we can make sure that everything's going to be comfortable for you financially and comfortable for you with braces, how does that sound to you guys? Are you guys ready to get started and move forward? You know, just something like that. Just a little bit more open-ended so that they say yes to you.
Okay.
Because you want to get them starting to say yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes is the key word.
Yes is always what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Awesome.
Nope, we're going to go all the way back. So, you know, you want to talk to Mom about what her concerns are, and you already have her concerns. You want to address it.
Okay.
But then you just want to say, you know, it sounds like cost might be kind of an issue for you, but as long as we can make sure that's going to fit into your budget and it's going to be comfortable for you, how does that sound to you? You know, are you ready to move forward?
Awesome. So it sounds like cost is something that is a big concern to you. So if we can make everything work to where it fits into your budget, does that sound like something that would work for you?
Of course. Yes.
Of course, and yes.
Yes.
Same thing. I like
awesome,
it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Affirmative, Ghost Rider.
Copy that.
Okay, so now you have, you know, like some buying signals, you have some objections, like we're worried about how they're going to feel, we're worried about cost. You need to kind of figure out why they do want braces, though, as well. So you need to figure out, you know, they're obviously here for a reason, so it sounds like, Mom, you want to do what's best for Blake. What do you, you know, you might say, like, what do you feel like is the best option for you guys?
Like, in regards to treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, and have you considered
braces
your options?
Versus...
So as long as you've addressed concerns with both, which you have,
okay.
So those are your objections, then you want to figure out some buying signals. So you can say, you know, what options have you guys considered? So
okay.
You want to do a little legwork before a doctor comes in, so that way he doesn't have to, you know, do all of this all over again, because that's, we want to keep his time, and they're short and sweet and to the point. So
gotcha.
That's what, you know, you're for, is to make sure that you're finding all of those things for him before he comes in.
Awesome. So have you guys explored any options as far as treatment goes for Blake? Or?
Not really. I just want whatever he wants. I want whatever he'll do and cooperate with, because he is a teenage boy. So that's another concern I have, too, is him following through and being compliant.
So do you think the next step would be to ask him, like, what he would feel comfortable with? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you looked into anything as far as braces or, like, Invisalign?
I really don't know much about it all. I just, yeah. My main concern is my buddy's telling me it's going to hurt. I don't want it to hurt. We'll talk with Dr. Borrello about it.
He'll go over
some of the different treatment options available for you and what's going to, like, fit your specific needs.
Yeah, you can always just say, you know, with, well, it sounds like, you know, we're not exactly sure what we want as far as the options go, but we do want to make sure that it's going to be comfortable for you. And with your permission, is it okay if Dr. Borrello goes over the option that he feels like is going to be best for Blake?
So whenever the doctor comes in, I try to keep him from going over the options too much, because mm-hmm. then I feel like he's in there too long. Absolutely. Going over the different ones. So is his goal to tell them their number one, his number one recommendation? Like, I would choose braces versus Invisalign. Is it okay if he says something like, and Andrea is going to go over all the, you know, the two options with you and give you, answer all your questions? Like,
I mean, because that's one of the reasons why they probably are bouncing from office to office to office.
Okay.
And why they probably landed in your office is they want to know exactly what they're going to need. They feel like, you know, you're with the white coat, you know, and you have the diploma on the wall. They just want to know what is best. And that's why they came to you. So I wouldn't let them leave thinking more than one option. They've got to hone in on that one option and figure out what it's going to be. So it's not like, oh, well, you could do clear braces, you could do Invisalign, or you could do metal. No. It's just like, all right, we're going to decide right now and right here. So no, you shouldn't have to go over any more options after he leaves the room. The whole point is so that we know exactly what we're doing when he leaves the room, so you can just close.
Okay, but not braces versus Invisalign, like metal versus clear. Does that make sense? Because in our office, they're the same price.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not a upsell. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So he normally says they can have either one, but then he kind of gets into both of them. And I feel like if he would just say braces is the best item, then I can go into whether you want metal or clear. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because I feel like it's too wordy for him to go into all that, and then he's in there another 5 minutes
while the kid's trying to decide. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How can we head that off to where he's not spending a lot of time? Do you see?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I still would just say, you know, I mean, I would just ask them. I would just say, do you want a clear option? It's a little bit more aesthetic, or would you like the metal ones where you can do the colors? And then that way they're just picking them. You don't have to go into like, oh, ceramic and clear braces do this, and oh, metal's better because of the, just ask them which one they want, because they'll tell you if you just ask them.
Okay.
If you just say, well,
and that's what he typically does.
Yeah.
But sometimes they ask more questions about that then, mm-hmm. and I feel
like, what's the difference?
And then I feel like he's in there an extra 5 to 6 minutes, all over clear versus metal.
Right.
I'm like, oh gosh.
So again, I think it's just keeping it short and sweet and to the point, and almost being a broken record to them. So if they're like, well, what is the difference? I would just say there's little difference between the function of them. It's just how they look. So are you wanting more of a clear option, more of aesthetic option, or do you want the metal braces with colors? And so that way, you know, again, you're almost saying the same thing again, but you're still giving them those two options and still bringing them to the table. It's not like, well, you know, ceramic braces do da-da-da-da for you, or, you know what I mean? It's just short, sweet, to the point, two options, pick one, and then we can move on to the next domino, because that is one of the first things that we'll talk about.
Okay.
So that's why you want to have an objection and a buying signal to present to the doctor, so that you can restate the objection and the buying signals when you come back into the office with the doctor for the next step.
So are we going to, like, just go over it in there, the objections and the buying signals, or is the TC actually going to, like, tell it to me out in the clinic after I finish with the patients that I'm seeing for the adjustments before I go in? Like, how many times are they going over those with me?
So that's a great question. So you're going to state it once while we're in the clinic, and then once again in front of the parent when we come into the TC room.
All right. So what you've seen is what's called the 4-minute rule. And what we're doing in this scenario and letting these people role play as a TC and as a mom and as Dr. Borrello being nice, playing the patient, is giving them a chance to ask open-ended questions to the parent and the patient, right? So if you look at what most doctors do, if you look at the Mayo Clinic study, most doctors will interrupt the patient every 16 seconds. So Mayo Clinic did a study, and they put the doctor, they were just watching with secret cameras, and the doctor would say something, and the patient would start to talk, and within 16 seconds, the doctor would re-interrupt because they want to teach and give information. In this scenario, though, what we're really doing is asking the right questions so that mom and the patient can actually tell you exactly what they want, right? So brilliant questions are, I'm curious, what have you heard about braces? And we've heard that he's what? He's really nervous about if they're going to hurt or not. And if we ask mom, I'm curious, have you considered your option? She says, whatever he's going to wear. So now we know mom actually has a consideration of compliance. When we bring those back to the doctor, now he can actually come in and she can come in and say, here's what this mom needs to have a successful relationship with you. She needs to know that you're going to give her kid something that he can actually wear and comply with. So Invisalign might not be the best option for him, right? She's giving you a big hint. He's also giving you a big hint, and he says, I'm really afraid these are going to hurt, right? So if we pretend like we're rubber, and the patients are glued, and we keep bouncing back to them and let them say, well, I'm curious, tell me more about why are you so nervous about whether they hurt? And he says, well, my friends tell me they hurt. And I say, okay, here's the good, and you can give them a little bit of data, right? You can say, well, in our office, we survey patients, and on a scale of 1 to 10, they say it's usually a 2 or 3 for a few days. It's like a new pair of shoes, right? So if we make sure they're comfortable, and I'll talk to Dr. Borrello, if we make sure they're comfortable, would that be something you want to make sure, right, that he wants to address? And he's going to go, yeah, I want to make sure he talks about how they're not going to hurt. What we do when we do this is we get a big shortcut to helping mom say yes, right? But what, here's what most doctors do. They come in the room, or the TC comes in the room, and they just go through their spiel. They've done this 1,000 times, and they start talking about, well, here's metal braces, here's clear braces, and here's Invisalign, and here's pictures of our patients, and here's our x-ray machine. And they talk about all these things, and really, mom just wants to know, is he going to wear it? Is he going to be a good patient? And he wants to know, is it going to hurt? So we've actually get a bypass. We don't have to talk about the cone beam. We don't have to talk about all the different bells and whistles in the office. We've got to make sure when the doctor comes in, he talks to the patient about pain. And before we leave, we talk to you about what we're going to give him, sets him on a path where all you got to do is show up and we do all the rest of the work. Does that make sense? So we get to bypass all these things psychologically that trigger mom to say yes. It's very, very powerful. So in this segment, what you want to do is spend about 4 minutes. What we see a lot of doctors and TCs doing is spending far too little or far too long, right? They come in and go through almost a scripted spiel of their practice, or they spend 20 minutes talking about Invisalign when all mom wants to know is if it's going to work for him. And she's going, there's no way he's going to wear these things, right? So you get to bypass all that. So in this segment, about 4 minutes, open-ended questions. You guys did a great job, by the way. So nice work. We're going to go into the next segment now is actually you transferring all of those pieces of data to the doctor in front of the mom, right? Because it's important that the doctor knows, and we'll tell him outside of the room, hey, mom's really, she kind of, price is an issue. He's nervous that it's going to hurt. Now, but when we come back inside the room, if we don't tell that to them in front of the doctor, what the mom can do is the minute he leaves, she can go right back to those objections and use them against you to say, I got to think about it, right? So we want to address them in front of the ultimate authority. It's not fair that he gets to be the ultimate authority, but that's just the way it is. When he walks in with a white coat, if mom says, yep, I'm concerned he's not going to wear Invisalign, mom has doubled down, like Ashley said. She said, this is an issue. And we don't know why yet, but there's probably a reason why mom either lost a retainer in her life and had teeth shift, or she had a previous kid in treatment that didn't wear appliances. There's some reason why mom is very nervous about him being a teenage boy and taking the money that she's going to spend on him and flushing it down the toilet. So we got to address that with mom, but we got to say it in front of the doctor too, right? So the next step, we're going to have you guys role play passing off. We call it the pass off. It's taking that information and giving it to the doctor in front of mom. Even if you've done it outside the room, I want you to do it again in front of mom. Cues him up for what he needs to talk to the patient about as well, right? So in this scenario, we'll switch. You don't get to be Billy anymore or Blakey. You get to be Dr. Borrello, right? And then who wants to be TC?
I can be TC.
And then you get to be mom, right? And then you can just provide some feedback.
Sure.
Or you can be the patient, right? We'll make you the patient.
Okay, that sounds good.
So you're still concerned about pain.
Sure.
Right? We're just transferring your objection to her. And what we want to do is then in front of mom, you want to restate to Dr. Borrello that we're concerned about her not wearing it, and she's concerned about these things hurting, right? And we're going to get all the way up to the first domino, if you haven't gotten there, which is, have you considered your options, right? We can't talk about price, we can't talk about how long, we can't talk about financing until we decide what we're going to do, right? So how many patients have you had come to the office, and you talk for 20 minutes about Invisalign or clear braces, and all they want to know is if this clicking and popping is going to go away, right? They're like, he never asked me about my jaw joint pain, right? If you don't address that objection, they walk out confused and frankly, probably a little pissed off that you didn't give them a chance to talk about what they wanted to talk about. So in this scenario, we're going to get all the way up to Dr. Borrello being to the point where he's comfortable with, have you considered your options? And if we're spending too much time, a lot of doctors have too much time on one option, right? They're hung up on Insignia or SureSmile. They're hung up on Invisalign, and they spend too much time talking about the benefits of some appliance. We want to shortcut your trust and authority. So if you notice, we're spending 4 or 5 minutes on the difference between clear and metal brackets. I usually say something like, with your permission, I'm kind of slang almost, or I grew up in Appalachia, so I'm a little, like, I'm kind of a hillbilly, so I kind of talk the way I'm talking. I'll say, there's lots of ways to skin this cat. With your permission, can I tell you the way that I would do it if it was my kid? And you go right back, you don't even have to talk about clear, right? He goes, I think, frankly, metal's going to be best for you. Most parents will say, yeah, I trust your opinion, so you don't have to spend so much time. If they want a little bit of data, that first part we spent, the first 4 minutes, guess what else we're supposed to be doing while we're talking to mom for 4 minutes? we're going to put mom into a category. Does mom need a lot of data? Is mom a fact finder? Is mom a quick start? Did mom roll into the TC room like 3 minutes late, but she thinks she's on time, right? Did mom come 15 minutes early and the paperwork is all filled out as if a typewriter had typed it, but it's her handwriting and she's meticulous and she's got records and she's, you know, everything's perfect. You got to give her a lot more information. So if you can start to categorize how that patient needs data from you, you can then use it in the TC room. So we'll go from here in the 4 minute segment. We're going to go all the way up into have you considered your options, which is the first domino. Okay. You guys have any questions on leading up to that point?
I don't think so.
Cool. I have questions, but yes. Like as soon as we get into the TC room, I feel like Andrew will always introduce me to the child and to the parent. And then I immediately start talking. And I feel like this is probably what happens across the board, like the Mayo study you talked about, is I just start asking them those open-ended questions that Andrew and Jasmine did 4 or 5 minutes prior. So I don't open it up enough for the briefing aspect of the TC to be able to talk to me first. I'm terrible remembering names, so it's like the first thing I do when I get in there is I want to try to get like the
introduction. You're like me. You bound into the room like a puppy dog, and oh, you just want to say hi to everyone, and you're wagging your tail. You're excited, right? We got to put some duct tape on his mouth for a few minutes, right? And we got to let her talk first and just barge in the door, let the TC talk first, right? So Jasmine or Andrew can come in and say, hey, I'm so excited to introduce you to Dr. Borrello. Dr. Borrello, this is Mrs. Jones. And we just got to intentionally take a deep breath and let them do the buying signal objection in front of you. Because it really tees up mom to then agree and double down or to change her mind. And I usually want them changing their mind on real strict demands on time or real strict demands on, like, this is our third consult. And if the mom won't tell you, the kid will, right? If you're taking him back for an x-ray and he's like, this is my third x-ray this week, right? And the kid will tell you, he's been to 3 different places. You want to make sure that you know that that mom gets those objections stated in front of the doctor.
I'm glad you said that, because I always feel like you go in and ask the same exact questions that I ask, and mom's just repeating herself, and sometimes I get frustrated by just repeating the same thing.
So if we know, even if mom didn't tell us that they've been to 3 different consults, I want to state that.
I would state it to the doctor. If you know it and you have a chance to talk to mom about it, I usually do peek my head back in before we take an x-ray and say, hey, Billy said he's had a few of these. Do you want us to like get it emailed from another office, or do you want us to like make your kid glow green at night from all the radiation he's getting from all the x-rays? Norman always say, no, he's fine. You can take another one. But if she tells you you've been to 3 consults, absolutely. That's telling you that she's confused about treatment options or confused about price.
And I because some parents will come out and say it. Yeah. And then other times we pull it from the kid. But if we pull it from the kid and mom didn't tell us, we shouldn't state that.
I wouldn't, no. Okay. But I usually will if it's an x-ray issue. I'm about to overexpose. I will say, hey, Billy said you've had a few of these. Have you had any x-rays recently? You can just kind of play dumb, right? And get mom to say, oh, yeah, we've been to a few consults. Now, the ones who tell you intentionally, it's important, right? They're telling you, I really don't know where to go. And so I want to say in front of the doctor, mom's had a few consultations, and so mom really is curious about something that'll work for him because he's a teenage boy, and she's afraid he's going to lose it, right? And so every other orthodontist told him to do Invisalign, and mom's going, can't we do something else? Right. You get to be that person that solves that problem for them. So in this segment, we're going to transition to giving those back in front of the mom, even though you've already asked them. Guess what else it does for him? Prevents him from asking them again, right? You have to almost be like delusional and tired and like sleepwalking to ask the same questions once you say, mom came from Dr. Jones, right? And mom's neighbor comes here, and mom's nervous because mom doesn't know if flex bending covers this. He knows now, if he's listening, don't ask about flex bending. Don't ask about the dentist he came from, and don't ask about anything leading up to that you've already asked. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we'll get to that and restate them in front of him. Then I want to go ahead and just transition right into, you can talk to the patient as a doctor. Well, I'm curious, what options have you considered, right? Because if she's gotten her head as a kid, I'm only doing Invisalign, I'm only doing Invisalign. It doesn't mean she's going to get it, but it does mean you have to pay attention to it. If she's got a 12 milliliter overgen, right, and you know there's no way you're going to do Invisalign, you still have to address it because she walked in thinking, I want Invisalign. And orthodontics is the only profession in the world where people can walk in and say, I want a pair of blue jeans. And the sales associate goes, well, we only have white pants, right? But that's what orthodontists do all day long. Kids come in wanting something, and we don't even talk about it. You can walk her away from that. We'll teach you that later in this segment. But it's not wise to have her say, yeah, all my friends have Invisalign. All my friends have clear braces. And you go, yeah. Right? You've heard about the client we have. The patient says, I really want to get my teeth whiter. He's like, yeah, everyone wants white teeth. It's like taking his glove off with his back to the patient. Doesn't even listen to Oh, that's I'm curious. Tell me more about that. What's your question about a teeth whitening? And she can then tell you whether you're going to do it or not. She has to get her objections out. If you don't, they go back home confused and say no or not yet. So we'll get all the way through this segment to what options have you considered. Sound cool?
Yes. Objections and buy-in signals, yeah. And then like personal facts or personal interests as well.
You can do a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of that. Absolutely, yeah. You need to spend some time. The parents, if you're not paying attention to their kid, they can sense that. And you're good at it because you're good with kids, but there are some doctors who really don't pay attention to the kid. And it's a very, very bad idea. You don't want to just talk to the mom, ignore the kid. You want to talk, hey, how you doing? You missing math class for this? Oh my gosh, your math teacher is going to kill us, right? So you want to talk to them a little bit.
Okay.
But you also want to address who's paying for this, right? Which is mom. Don't ignore mom.
Okay.
Question?
Yes, I was, as far as like questions, a lot of times like I'll ask the kiddo like, what are you interested in? Like, what kind of sports do you play? And he'll come in, he'll ask that same exact question. And I always see the kiddo like, I already answered this. Like,
yeah.
I play baseball, I play. And then sometimes I'll chime in like, what else do you play? Like, you just told me you played this. Is that something that maybe like we should bring up? Like,
yeah.
He plays, mm-hmm. you know, futsal or whatever. Tell him about that because I think that's interesting. Like, maybe bring up a conversation instead
Absolutely.
Of him asking the
Absolutely.
Same questions.
Anything okay. you can do, you can predict he's going to ask the same question because we do this a lot.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh.
It's
yeah.
awkward for the patient. So if you say, hey, mom's here because she was referred by her friend and Billy's here, but he's got to get off to baseball practice. And did you know that Dr. Brella played baseball? But I think he just was a bench warmer. I'm not sure. Like, you can restate it and be funny. And then he knows what, okay.
They can't be funny. They're not very good at that. I'm the only one.
The
in this
only
office.
Be funny.
He's
right.
the only one that cannot not be funny.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I used to laugh at my jokes, and now they don't.
I just eye roll.
After the first time. Right?
You're like,
but yeah, but it's a very before. Good question yeah. that a parent or a patient who says, what? Have anybody asked me this question? Twice, right? It's a broken window.
Right.
It's that you pull down the little tray in the airline and it's got coffee stains on it. Your mind instantly leaps to, well, what else are they not paying attention to? I hope they checked the fuel gauge because they didn't check this because this is a new flight and they didn't clean this. So if you ask a question that she already asked, my mind goes to, well, I hope he looked at the same x-ray that she looked at because they haven't talked to each other about, he already talked about baseball, right? So I want you to really consider anything that you can predict he's about to ask again.
So really, he shouldn't be asking those questions, though. I should just be telling him everything,
exactly.
and then he
Restating.
Starts in.
Exactly.
Okay.
The doctor's role in this is to walk the parent down a sequential series of confirmations. Yep, that plan makes sense. Yep, that time frame makes sense. Yep, I'm kind of prepared for this financially. And then all you do is close and wrap up. You put the bow on. How are we going to actually do down payment and monthly payment? That's it, right? But most doctors leave after talking about braces for 20 minutes, and they leave all the important stuff untouched. Like we talked about earlier, we're not sure if we're doing metal or clear. That's got to be totally decided before he leaves the room. And we can get you to the point where it only takes you 10 seconds to get to that. But if you leave, mom's going, there's one more thing I got to talk to dad about. Even if it doesn't cost more, I got to still make that decision, clear versus metal. I just don't want you leaving. Like, I don't want you leaving the car lot if I don't know if you're buying a truck or a convertible, right? I got to know which one so I can like call you and tell you what I got on the inventory. You got to get them to the point where they can actually say yes to something. And you can't say yes to multiple options. You got to pick one.
Yeah. Okay. So this time I'll be the child. Same thing. I'll be a golfer.
Yeah.
Who's scared
I'll hop
of braces.
Out and let you guys do this. And you're going to get all the way to what options have you considered.
Yeah.
But this segment is all about transferring the objection and buying signal so the doctor gets it.
All right, so Dr. Braille, this is Ashley. She comes to see us from Dr. Jones's office. So she plays golf, and she is a little concerned about how much braces can hurt or the discomfort during orthodontic treatment. And this is her mom, Jasmine. And Jasmine
nice
is a little concerned about just Ashley's compliance and also worried about how much it's going to cost. Does that sound about right, Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Ashley, I too like to play golf. Where do you normally play golf?
Creekwood?
Awesome. Well, we're excited you guys are here today. It sounds to me like discomfort is one of the biggest issues that you have with the thought of braces. And what we found out with speaking with many of our patients is that on a scale from 1 to 10, we ask them, like, how bad does it hurt? 10 being excruciating pain, like, I can't take it anymore. Or 1 being like, I just barely pushed on you. Most of them say it's about a 2 or a 3. And that lasts for about the first week the braces are on. The most discomfort you will have will be when we first put the braces on. After that, it drops off significantly. So does that make you feel better about the thought of braces and them not being as painful as maybe your friends had told you about?
Well, I'm actually kind of worried about how they go on and how that feels.
Okay, terrific. So the actual placing of the braces there's about zero discomfort. We're just kind of gluing the braces on one by one. It really does not hurt. There's no pushing or pulling or any pressure going on when we're actually placing the braces. Does that help?
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, terrific. And Mom, it sounds like finances and finding something that fits your budget is a big concern for you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, recently we've adopted a new system to make financing as flexible as possible for our patients. Most of our families feel very comfortable with the overall treatment fee, that they feel like they get more value out of what they put in than what they got out. So the smiles, the changes that we make on Ashley's life, it's going to be something that will impact her the rest of her life. So most of our families feel very comfortable. You don't have to pay for everything all up front. You can put very little down and spread the rest up over the course of Ashley's treatment, or you can put a larger amount down up front and you can get a bigger courtesy. So if we can get something that works for your budget, do you think you'd want to move forward with treatment for Ashley?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, terrific.
I think that was good. I think you can condense it a little bit because you really want to get to that whole, like, basically we're going to make it comfortable for you. How does that sound to you? Just want to make sure that Mom's okay with that. So I liked it. I think I would just condense it a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to go back into that conversation a little bit later, because right now we're just trying to get to, you know, what options have you considered? But you're kind of already going to domino, what we call domino number three. So just condense that a little bit. Still address her concern. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So I will say, so like the finances are an issue, or getting something that works with your budget is one of the biggest issues.
And I would just say, you know, as long as we can make sure that it's going to be comfortable for you, are you okay, you know, going and moving forward and getting my recommendation on what I would suggest for Ashley?
Okay.
So just something like shorter and sweeter, because you're going to go into that domino later anyway.
Gotcha. Okay. So it sounds like finding something that will fit your budget is of concern for you, provided I can get something that would work out well for you guys. Would you be interested in moving along with treatment for Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, terrific.
So at that point, do we ask if we want to move forward with treatment, or do we ask about moving forward with the recommendation? I heard you say that, and so that's just another
question. I kind of combined it.
Okay.
But, I mean, at this point, you're going into what options have you considered? Because you're coming in, you're just kind of doing your small social bit because you've already gotten most of it and the objections and the buying signals. So at this point, you're just addressing those types of things with us quickly before you move into your first domino, because you're trying to get to what options have you guys considered, because then you can go into the step-by-step domino 1 through 3 to 4.
Gotcha. Okay. Real thing specific for our office, we had done a new patient exam that was very lengthy before, intraoral exam. Mm-hmm. I now do one that's about a minute long, and I tell Andrea what I see. I tell Mom and the patient, you know, that he's done the most difficult thing so far. We've done the x-ray where he had to stand super still. This is super easy. This is the easiest thing you're going to do. All you got to do is sit back and look cool. Can you handle that, Johnny? And they're always like, oh yeah, I can sit back and look cool. So they sit back, I do my brief thing, and then we go over to the computer, have the x-ray pulled up, and that's typically when I go into, all right, there's two big reasons people benefit from orthodontic treatment. One is the straightness or the aesthetics of the teeth, and two is the bite or the function. And with Johnny, I think he's greatly going to benefit from both aspects because, you know, aesthetically his teeth aren't straight, and then functionally his teeth don't fit together like they should. Does that make sense? So that's what I will leave it up with the parent as far as where we currently are with our new patient process versus me just coming in and sitting down and saying, you know, for sure Johnny needs it or he doesn't. Because at some point I'm going to have to look in his mouth, not just an x-ray, to say thumbs up or thumbs down.
Right. So, I mean, are you asking when you should do that oral exam? Because, I mean, I think you're just, I think, a little bit too wordy with it. I think you can get to the same result with the dominoes because it's going to get you there faster. Does that make sense? Like, you don't have to spend so much time in the new patient room, which I think would be a good thing for everybody involved, because that way you guys can get to a yes. Mom can make her decision, and then that way you can go back out to the clinic and you can finish your close. So I think that you can get to it just a little quicker.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking of our situation. And right after the introduction, mm-hmm. I address their concerns. Mm-hmm. Correct. I say, you know, so if discomfort's the biggest issue, most of our patients say it's a 2 or 3 on a scale from 1 to 10. You know, most of our patients do really, really well with it. You know, do you think you could do well with it, Johnny? And
yeah.
They say yes.
Right.
And then finances.
Right.
We're going to go over that in greater detail, but rest assured, we will find something that works for your budget. Does that sound okay with you,
Mom?
How
does that sound? Yeah.
How does that sound to you? And then lead into, so far we've done the most difficult thing so far, which is the x-ray. This is the easiest thing. All you got to do is sit back and relax, and I'm going to take a quick look in your mouth. Just sit back and look cool. I do that, and then we come over and start mm-hmm. the domino
number one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I would just say at that point, you know, what options have you guys considered?
After I go over the fact that he needs treatment.
What do you mean? I guess kind of.
So
that.
After like the aesthetics and the bite, the two reasons for braces.
Yeah. So if he's a reeval or an observation, because you're going to make that determination.
Right.
I mean, you probably know that before you even come into the room, based off of your X-rays. Is that correct?
For the majority, yes. Yeah, but right. Sometimes, like, she's not looking in their mouth to see if they have a cross bite or not.
Right.
So I physically have to get in there and say, thumbs up, we're doing something,
right.
Or.
So let's just assume that I am ready.
Okay.
So then you would go into, you know, well, what options have you guys considered? Because you don't want to go into your recommendations, because I might be thinking Invisalign, she's thinking metal braces, and you're thinking something, you know, different. So you want to make sure that you know what we want, and that way you can address that concern right off the bat. That's why we have that domino number one. We're not going into like, okay, well, you know, you're going to do metal braces, and it's going to take 24 months, and I'm just sitting over here, arms crossed, like, upset. You know, I'm like thinking just Invisalign, because all my best friends have them. Mom's thinking, okay, that's what I want, but then we're going to have some.
I don't like this buying signal.
Exactly.
I don't like sitting back.
So he has to ask that question, though. I shouldn't be asking.
No. Yeah, exactly. So okay. You just need to ask the question, you know, so what question or what options have you guys considered?
Okay. So we go back. Let me do like my pre-domino one, which sure. is braces is going to be beneficial, or orthodontic treatment is going to be beneficial for Ashley. Orthodontic treatment is going to be beneficial for Ashley, both aesthetically as well as functionally. Her teeth, there's some overlap of them, as well as her bite doesn't fit together properly. So have you guys considered your options as far as orthodontic treatment goes?
Well, my friends have Invisalign. There's two of them that have Invisalign, and I really, really want it.
So. And I was thinking just the braces, because I don't think she's going to wear them like she should.
Okay, terrific. So Ashley, Invisalign, it works very well for, I feel like, the minor to moderate cases. And with your specific case, my fear or concern is we can do that. We can do this for her if she'd like, Mom. Financially, it does not cost you any more out of pocket. But my fear or concern is that we do this for 3 or 4 years, Ashley. And you're already a freshman or sophomore?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. So if you can imagine, we try this for 3 or 4 years and it doesn't work, and then you're in college wearing braces, starting off with braces, I would much rather get it right the first time and be in and out in probably about 20 months as opposed to doing this like over the course of the next 6 or 7 years. I just feel like, in my opinion, that braces is going to give you the best result in the shortest amount of time. How does that sound to you, Ashley?
I mean, it makes sense.
Okay. We have a very good aesthetic option. So we have the metal or the clear braces, but we find like a lot of our patients in high school really like the thought of having something as aesthetic as possible. And this clear braces option that we have, a lot of them really like the thought of that. How's that look to you?
Okay, I could probably do the clear. I mean, if I can't do the Invisalign, then I'm fine with the clear braces, but I'm not going to do the metal ones.
Okay, terrific. Domino number one.
Pow.
Chicka, yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay.
So this first domino, you guys did great. You can see the real objective here is getting to the point where you've let the patient and the parent tell you exactly what they need from you to have a successful relationship. And she said at first, I only want Invisalign. She had her arms crossed, right? Which is definitely, as you mentioned, not a good buying signal. That most doctors don't even talk to them about what they've considered. right? If you feel awkward saying that, because a lot of patients have said, well, you're the doctor, you tell me. I haven't considered any options, but most of them have. And so when you let them tell you, even if they're not going to be a candidate for that option, what you're giving them is the power to move on to the next thing and not come back later. When you leave the room and she hasn't told you she wants Invisalign, they use it against your treatment coordinator to say no, right? They flip their head. They totally, like the exorcist, they do a 360. And now they're nice to you going, makes sense. And then she goes, but I want an Invisalign. She's but you're not going to wear it. We see this on Secret Shopper video all the time. Doctor leaves and the parent and the patient just totally gang up on your treatment coordinator. And now they're going to say what? Got to go home and think about it. So that open-ended question, I'm curious, what options have you considered? If they say, I don't know, you say, well, with your permission, can I tell you what I would do if it was my daughter, right? Then you bypass going into 20 minutes of detail on every option, right? So we want to give them the chance to say what they want, and then you can come back in and confirm or deny if they're a candidate for that, okay? So the first domino, before we get into how long it's going to take, how much it's going to cost, you did a great job. So if you guys are paying attention to what Dr. Borrello did, she said, I want Invisalign. He said, well, my fear and my concern is it's going to take too long and you're not going to be happy with the result. You want to insert a so that. You want to say, so that we get you out of these things as quickly as possible. And you only do this once. How do you feel about doing clear braces instead of Invisalign? When she walks out of the room knowing that she picked that option and mom confirmed it, they're now on board with you. If they leave and they go, well, I guess I'm doing clear braces. Like, they feel like they actually took a step down on what they wanted out of you, and they're not as pleased. They're less likely to refer. They're frankly more likely to call back and change their mind even if they schedule records. So even though she's not getting what she thought she wanted, she's happy because you've given her a chance to state that to you, right? Does that make sense? So it's very, very powerful. The first domino was really important because you can't talk about how long it's going to take or how much it's going to cost until she's got that out of her head. Okay, I'm okay with clear braces. I can do it, and mom's okay with it. And now we can move on to the next one. So the next domino, too, is have you considered how long this is going to take, right? Because the next objective is what? Oh, maybe she's a junior. I'm going away to college in 2 years. Or maybe she's a 20-year-old. I'm getting married. Or I'm going off to the military. And she says, I thought this was going to take 6 months, right? So the next objection is how long is this going to take? Have you considered that? So you're going to tell her, based on, you know, if you do a good job taking care of these, just plan about a year and a half, 2 years. Is that kind of something you guys were prepared for? Because if mom goes, no, she's moving back to live with stepdad in 6 months, she's moving to Texas. I thought this was going to be a retainer and only take 3 months. You got to have that objection before you get to how much it costs. So we're going to let you guys go ahead and go through domino number two. Same thing with role play. We can switch it up. You guys are doing great so far. So any questions on this segment?
What was the so that? So I say my fear or concern is that you're going to be doing this for 7 years. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'd rather, you know, let's get this done right the first time and be in and out in 18 to 24 months.
Yeah.
So that...
And you give them a big benefit. And we use this in every area of the practice where we want to say no without saying no. So a mom who, like, what's your latest appointment for new patients? Like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock?
11
What's o'clock. Your most... 11 o'clock at night?
No.
You're like
no,
me.
No,
you're
11 great. In the morning, Dustin. 11 in the morning. We only see patients at 10, 11. Not really.
Most popular,
probably the last latest appointment's 3.
Or what's your most
new
coveted
patient.
Spot? Saturday? The Saturday? Like Saturday afternoon?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm a patient, and I just missed a Saturday appointment. And I call you and say, I'm so sorry. My kid was sick. My dog was sick. The car broke down, and it's snowing. I need another appointment. Can I come in next Saturday? Right? When's your next Saturday? Probably like 6 months from now, right?
Yeah.
The most popular. What you want to say is, no. I don't have a Saturday. What you do say is, I wish I could. I wish I could so that we don't delay Ashley's treatment, because Dr. Borrello said he wanted to see her back in 6 or 8 weeks, so that we don't delay her treatment. So you say, what? Something they don't want. Oh, we're going to delay treatment. How do you feel about, I'll go ahead and get you a Saturday for her next appointment in 8 weeks, but how do you feel about getting something sooner so that it works for you? You give them a benefit in the so that. So you tell them something bad, like, so that we don't delay her treatment. How do you feel about, and you go into something good. So in the new patient room, it's like, I wish we could do Invisalign, but you've got a really severe bite issue. So that we're not in treatment for 3 or 4 years, and so that we get this done in one round, how do you feel about doing clear braces instead? And she can say, sounds cool. And the new patient on the phone goes, all right, yeah, I mean, I really want a Saturday, but I'll get my next appointment for a Saturday, and for this one, I'll come in tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Right? We give them some benefit by making a concession instead of saying what most offices say is, no, right? They cross their arms and say no. So that's the so that. You insert the benefit. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Awesome. What are the questions you guys have?
So domino number one is, have you considered your options?
Yeah, or what options have you considered? Because have you considered your options? They, if they're really stubborn, they could say, yeah. Okay. Right? They can always answer that with yes or no. Most parents
will say,
because
then you're going to follow up with, what options have you considered? You know, yeah. if you ask a yes or no, you're just going to follow up with an open-ended question anyway. So does that make sense?
Yeah, the person controlling the good open-ended questions, right? It really does get a chance to control the entire conversation. If I ask a good open-ended question and I don't let you talk too long, I can direct you into, right? If I say, have you considered your option? Mom goes, eh, not really, I don't know. Now I got to ask another question. Well, have you thought about clear braces? Eh, kind of. Well, what about metal braces? I can get all those questions answered in one question by saying, I'm curious. You know, we could straighten his teeth a million different ways. I'm curious, what options have you considered? And mom goes, I don't know. I really consider anything else. Great. With your permission, can I tell you what I would do if it were my kid? Or if they say, all my friends, they've got incognito. They all have lingual braces. I want lingual. Now you're going to look at her and go, she's not a candidate. You got to talk her away from that ledge of leaving pissed off because you didn't give her what she wanted. All right? And so many doctors just go right into, here's the metal, here's the clear, here's the lingual, here's the Invisalign. And they talk about benefits and cons and all these things. And the parent's just going, I don't want to talk about any of those. I heard there's some mouth guard thing I can wear, right? I heard there's some trays that they'll deliver to my house. I heard there's some whatever, something you'd never heard of. And for new treatment coordinators, they don't even have to know what they are. If she says, oh, I've heard about the Carrier distalizer, and you're like, I kind of know what that is. You just want to bounce right back to her and say, well, I'm curious, what have you heard about that? And she said, well, my friends have it. They said that it got their bite fixed faster. Okay, well, that sounds interesting. So it sounds like you really want to get out of braces like as quickly as possible. Did I summarize that right? She goes, yep. All right, well, tell me more about that. Well, I'm a model, and I'm moving off to Mexico to, you know, whatever, right? She's got some reason why she's got these things in her head. You got to get them out of her head and let her help you get her to a yes, right? So I think everyone needs to take a few minutes to really think about, before you get to the next domino, is she totally cool? Is mom totally cool with the option? What a lot of times they'll do is they'll pop back up, and mom says, well, no, her friend... Because mom might go, well, her friend, Sally does have Invisalign, and she seems to wear them, and she kind of likes them. So mom might change her mind. But we can't go to the next one until mom's clear on, she's not going to wear them. You lost all of your eyeglasses. You can't keep track of any of your homework. You're going to lose these things, and dad's not going to pay for them. We're not paying for them. So you're getting clear braces. They had that conversation now. It's great because when you're in the room, that's the last time the conversation comes up. But if you get to, all right, well, so if we can get the financing figured out and we're all cool, I'll see you guys for records, and you walk out of the room, and then they go into, well, I want clear. No, you're getting Invisalign. Then they go back into an objection, and they totally throw her under the bus, right? It's really, really dangerous. So we'll get all the way to second objection on this one. Second domino is, how long are we going to be in braces? If she thinks it's going to be 6 months, we can't let her use that against your treatment coordinator after you're out of the room. She could agree on price, she could agree on the option, and then you leave and she goes, well, I thought this was only going to take 6 months, right? And now you're gone, you've lost the case totally. Every big objection is to come out when he's in the room. It's not fair, it's just the way it is.